The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
Now we've got some Eurovision facts from Hayden, our Eurovision correspondent.
Yeah. It started with just 7 participating countries in 1956.
Wow. Do you know what those 7 were?
No.
7 lists. Next week, this is the homework for next week. The 7 don't bring in 7 flags. All right. So 7 countries next week that were the originals in the Eurovision. Go on, hit me with some more.
It was the only contest with 2 songs per country.
So you sang 2 songs? Oh, just imagine if they all did 2 songs now. Would be there. They'd still be going, wouldn't they? A week later. Thank goodness.
Over 1,500 songs have taken part in the Eurovision.
Really? 1,500 songs?
Yeah. In fact, in 2006, Ireland's Brian Kennedy delivered the 1,000th entry to the contest.
Did he win?
Appropriately titled, Every Song is a Cry for Love.
Wow, but did he win?
I don't know.
You don't know? Go on, hit me with another fact.
If you had listened to all the songs without a break, you'd be nearly sitting up for 72 hours.
72 hours of Eurovision. Now that is a fan, hey? I would say to people now, when they go on about being a Eurovision fan and they love it, yeah, but I bet you ain't sat still for 72 hours to listen to every single song that's ever been done. You're going to go home and do that now, aren't you? Sorry, can't go back to school. I've got to go over and listen to 72,000 songs. Go on.
In 2001, the largest audience ever attended the Eurovision Song Contest.
Go on, what's the largest audience? Now, let's have a guess. Largest audience, what, TV audience or largest audience in the crowd?
I think in the crowd.
In the crowd. So go on, Finn, have a guess. How many people are watching this? Oh, you can cheat.
Listening.
You can see what's there.
Listening.
Oh, so can I. So if I had my glasses, I could cheat as well.
So as it's the radius...
38,000. I reckon about 38,000 it was at Copenhagen. What do you think? Is that right?
38,000.
Yeah, at Copenhagen.
Man, that's...
And that witnessed the first ever... If my memory serves me rightly, that witnessed the first ever Estonian victory.
It did.
Was that right?
It did.
Wow, never.
Almost 38,000 people gathered in Copenhagen's Parken Stadium to witness the first ever Estonian victory.
Wow. I thought that was what happened. Go on, what's next? What's the next interesting fact about Eurovision?
With 7 victories each, Ireland and Sweden tie as the most successful countries at the contest.
Wow, where are we? Oh, we've won it 5 times. I'll see on it.
Luxembourg, France, the Netherlands and the UK won 5 times.
So do you remember who won 5 times for the UK? Can you name
Bucks
them?
It's Bucks Fizz.
One.
Katrina Reeves.
Duh.
I don't know.
Don't know anymore?
I don't know the list.
Anybody? No. Let's go. Let's go back in time. First of all, 1997, Katrina and the Waves, Canadian, but won it for Britain.
Yeah.
Then the last time before that we won it was 1981, Bucks Fizz.
Yeah.
Making Your Mind Up. Then 1976 with Brotherhood of Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Save All Your Kisses for Me. So we got 2 more. I'm pretty sure was it either Cliff Richard or Lulu? And Sandy Shaw.
I think Cliff Richard won it. I think.
Didn't he come joint with something? Congratulations, joint first or something.
Yeah.
And Sandy Shaw definitely won it with Puppet on a String.
Yeah.
There you go. That's that sorted then. What's next? I'm not a Eurovision fan, by the way.
Even though the Eurovision Song Contest took place 64 times, it has 67 winners.
Ah, that's because of the joint ones, wasn't it? We just mentioned Lulu and somebody else. Boom, bang, a bang, I think she had. And Congratulations was a joint winner with somebody else as well.
In 1969, 4 countries topped the scoreboard with an equal amount of points. Spain, the Netherlands, France and the United Kingdom.
Now, which one was that? Was that Cliff or was that Lulu?
I don't know.
There you go, more homework. Okay, next week. What's this one? 2020.
2020 marked the first time the contest had to be cancelled in 64 years. Uncertainty created by the spread of COVID throughout Europe and the restrictions put in place by the governments and of the participating broadcasters and Dutch authorities meant the live event could not continue as planned. The health of artists, staff, fans and visitors from Europe and the world was at the heart of the decision.
I was so gutted that year, weren't you? I was so disappointed. There I was, sat May the 8th when it normally would have been, and I was, where is Eurovision? Where is Eurovision? Anyway, thank you for that, Hayden. And what was your homework?
The four countries
that were tied in 1968, that was one. And there was one other there as well.
1964-9.
Right, okay.
Four countries top for scoreboard.
So next week I want you to come in with those details, all right? We got to play some music, otherwise...
I have the end result of the 2024 contest up on my computer here.
You're not going to read out all of them names, are you? There's only about 50 in there that went in. Give us the top three. In reverse order. In third place.
Ukraine.
In second place.
Croatia.
Winning the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest was...
Switzerland.
He's waving his flag as well. There you go. Thank you, Hayden. You have a great week and don't forget that homework next week.
Yeah.
All right.